Well, there's an artichoke that grows underground.
Yes, something very common, peanuts.
Peanuts.
When you were a girl, did you call them anything?
A lot of people call them goobers.
Uh-huh.
I never did. I always called them peanuts.
And do you have any other kinds of nut trees here?
I have a few pecans, walnuts, chestnuts. Few, not many chestnuts. I think they're about all gone.
Have you ever been around trees? Do they have any trees at all this far north? Those oval-shaped nuts with a porous shell.
Well, there's a what they call a chinkapin. I don't know that very well. I know they have some in this country, but
is that the same as almonds?
We don't have almonds. And don't have the walnuts. I mean the English walnuts either.
And in Florida, what fruit is famous in Florida?
Well, oranges are grapefruit. Okay. Both.
And if you need to go to the store to buy more oranges, say they don't have to go to the store. The oranges are all. The oranges are all
gone.
Gone. And the little red vegetables that you about this size that you grow in the garden.
Radishes.
And larger ones.
Tomatoes.
And do you have a term for tomatoes about that size?
Well, there is a term, but I don't know what it is. They grow them here, but I don't know what it is.
You ever hear Tommy Toes?
Tommy Toes, right. I don't know what they call that little tomato.
And would you explain different kinds of potatoes that you might use?
Well, of course, there's the Irish potato.
Pardon?
Irish potato.
And the other?
And the sweet potato.
And is there a special kind of sweet potato that's?
A yam.
Would you explain the difference?
Well, I suppose it's because they are richer, they are different color, they are deeper red than gold or whatever that is.
Are they sweeter?
Yes, they are.
And which has more fiber?
I would say the white potato, I mean the light potato.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the round things that grow underground that makes tears come to your eyes?
Onions, yes.
And if they're young with the green tops?
They're shallots.
And something that you add to soup that's green, cut up, not onions or peppers. It's quite common, I think, here. Cut it up. It has a sort of
celery? We do have celery.
Yes, and it's, this grows about this long, like that. And it has seeds inside. Chop it up. Do you use okra?
Yes.
How do you say it? If you were to go to the grocery to buy it?
Well, of course, now you buy it in packages.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how you would say it. What you would add. You just ask for okra, fresh okra. But I don't know what there would be any term for it or not.
Right.
But now you get it frozen, you know.
More often frozen.
Yes, I do.
And if an apple dries, the skin gets all, the skin white. When the apple dries, the skin
wrinkled.
All right. Do you ever say shriveled?
Shriveled, yes, it is both.
And